This is 5 Minute Friday!
Welcome everyone back to the show. Hope you guys are having a fantastic week, whichever day it is for you. And I'm so excited about this episode. I'm bringing back Chris Lee. He's a fan favorite. Now, for those who don't know who Chris Lee is, if this is your first time here, he's a transformation coach, leadership coach, and emotional intelligence trainer. And he's been doing this work for well over 25 years. And hundreds of thousands of people around the world have gone through his trainings and helped take their life, their business, their relationships to the next level.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a Realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Acknowledge the strengths that people have. Like, let them know. Give feedback. Mm-hmm. Be verbal about it.
Yeah.
Appreciate, acknowledge, highlight. Highlight what people are doing right. Remind people of what is right about them. Mm-hmm. I have a saying that I always say, there's so much right about you. Because as human beings, our tendency is to focus on what's wrong. We look at our hair, don't like it. We look at our body, don't like it. We look at our results, and we're always conditioned to train ourselves what's wrong. You know, my ethnic background, my age, my financial status, my sexual preference. We're always in judgment of what's wrong. And most of the time when we communicate to our employees, it's to correct them on something wrong. But how often we say, hey, I just want to let you know that I appreciate you. I want to thank you for being so amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, think about, you know, I've worked for so many companies. I've rarely have I had a boss that was in gratitude about what I was doing. Usually it was no comment until I messed up. Then there was a comment about messing up.
Right.
And same thing in a relationship. Very rare to do except in the beginning. In the beginning, it's me too, me too, me too. In the beginning, it's you're great, so you, I love you, I love you. But, you know, once the relationship is in that comfort zone, very rare do people remind each other of what's positive and what's amazing about each other. And so acknowledge people's strengths. Acknowledge your family members' strengths. Acknowledge your employees' strengths. Acknowledge each other's strengths, assets, what you love about each other, what you appreciate about each other.
Sure.
Gratitude will create stars around you.
I love it. Someone feels uncomfortable giving, acknowledging someone? You know, a lot of times I feel like the reason they don't is because they feel uncomfortable or they're...
Get over your ego.
Okay, perfect. There you go.
Yeah. I mean, that's all about you.
Perfect.
If you're going to be a star maker and you're going to be a leader, because leaders are star makers, you got to get beyond whether it's comfortable or not. Usually things that are worthwhile are out of our comfort zone.
Right. People should be aware of is to receive when people do practice this and when people do acknowledge, because most of the times I see a lot of people who can't look someone in the eyes when they're acknowledging them, or they're looking down, or they're saying no, or they're not accepting it. And I think it's just as equally powerful. You taught me this is the power of receiving acknowledgement as well as giving. So,
and owning it.
Yeah. And, saying, and really thank owning you, it. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So thanks for the acknowledgement. The Star Maker, 7 strategies to empower
the people around you to shine. And number one is to get over your own ego and your insecurities. Number two, see possibilities and gift in others. Three, acknowledge the strengths and assets that people have. Mm-hmm. Let them know what it is. Appreciate them. Number four, acknowledge people's weaknesses and challenges. Number five, offer to coach and develop them. Mentorship, emotional intelligence,
education,
work with people to transform what they need to transform. Number six, pay it forward. Encourage the people in your life, on your team, to have that mindset of star making. And number seven, practice it on a daily basis. Rigor and, you know, do it yourself. I think it's important to let people know. And sometimes it's, you know, not only hard to receive it, it's a challenge to give it. Well, look, some of the ways we could practice it, it is one thing is with yourself, what you acknowledge and appreciate about yourself, because being a star maker, you get to create the star in you as well. So when the moment comes, I don't necessarily say that every single day you got to saturate the people. I love you.
Right. Because then it may not be authentic.
Then it's not real.
Right, right.
Another thing is writing it.
Handwriting.
Yeah. When was the last time you wrote someone a note appreciating them? But writing a note, a gift.
Yeah.
You know, giving someone a gift just because today is Tuesday,
right,
and I want to give you a gift. Yeah. Why wait for a birthday? Why wait for a holiday? Give your boss a gift. You'll blow them away.
Yeah.
Or as a boss, give a bonus to your employees.
Yeah.
Or give them, you know, a certificate for dinner. Just small little details, little gestures.
Yeah.
Is a way to practice it.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, like those quote unquote free trials that somehow still charge your card for something, or when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding deep in the fine print. And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like those bills that keep going up and up for no reason at all, or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have somewhere else. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included, but you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide. When you get a new car or a new home, your first reaction might be to say things like, oh yeah, or I can't believe it, or booyah. But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what fits for you. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too, in person or on the phone with your local agent, or on statefarm.com, where their award-winning app State Farm lets you do things your way. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home: to move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a Realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.